Hello, and welcome to the Inspired Leaders Podcast. Carrie Ann Barron, the tenacious living expert, and Clifford Edwards, the empowered forgiveness expert, are here to share their knowledge and experience on living life as an inspired leader. They will also share concepts and strategies on how you can too, in your life and in the world. And now, here are Carrie Ann and Cliff.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Inspired Leaders Podcast. My name is Carrie Ann, and with me in the virtual green room today is Clifford. Hey, Cliff, how are you doing today?
I'm really well. Thank you. It's great to be back. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
I know. We've had some amazing conversations so far, and today we're actually going to be talking about claiming, and this is talking about claiming and taking responsibility. Taking responsibility can sound pretty scary to some people, yet in the context that we're going to be sharing with it, it's actually really exciting and really empowering. When you hear me saying that, are you nodding your head going, before I started this journey, taking responsibility was kind of scary?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only scary, but it was something to avoid. You know, I avoided taking responsibility like many people because I had a misconception really about responsibility. But and we'll get to that. We'll talk about some of the misconceptions and what it really means.
Oh, I want to start now. I don't even want to wait. So to be fair to our listeners, we should sort of summarize what we have been talking about so far in case they missed the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, so to be fair to our listeners, it would probably make sense to talk just briefly about the first two episodes and what we covered. The first episode, remember, we talked about and defined inspired leadership itself, what it means to be an inspired leader. And what do you recall about that?
Well, I think being an inspired leader is really all about really envisioning and choosing the kind of person that you want to be and how you want to show up in the world. What is your gift or your genius that you really want to share? But it's just being open to trying new things and changing the way that you currently live your life. I think that's the first, to me, that's what an inspired leader is taking time out of your everyday life to figure out what inspires you and to actually consciously choose to be inspired.
Yeah, I think that's a key word there is the inspired, what inspires you. To me, an inspired leader is somebody who's acting on an inspiration that comes from within them and something that they feel inspired and the need to share.
So I was living by example, right? Living, not just leading by example. So the difference between a regular leader and an inspired leader is we're living by example and we're really sharing and living our life from a truly inspired place.
Ideally, yes, absolutely. And so the topic on the first one, in addition to defining inspired leader, was to talk about choosing. Remember, we have our C's, all of these are C's. And so the first C was a choose, that once you feel that inspiration or that pull, you need to consciously choose to begin to act on it and to move forward with it. And then what was our second C?
Our second C is confessing. And that word brings up a whole whack load of stuff for us, right?
Well, for you anyway. Yeah, well, for me too, based upon my religious background.
Yeah, so the two C words that we really talked on last time was confessing and or confronting. And that's where we need to really stand in our truth and acknowledge what's working and what's not working, have that the tenacity, as I like to put it, to really be honest about what needs to be changed, as well as what are our thoughts? Are we passing judgment on ourselves or others? And are there any beliefs that we need to start busting?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've done choose, we've done confess and or confront, and today our topic is claim. And this claim is a big one. I love this one. I love talking about this topic of responsibility, because what we're really addressing here is everyone's, or as an inspired leader, your need to claim responsibility for your life.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's two C words that we can also use in this one. There's one is claim, but the other one is confirming, which is confirming your responsibility or taking your responsibility. So I think it's about claiming your power and your responsibility for the circumstances of your life and as a creative agent or a change agent for manifesting your dreams. So it's really about claiming and really saying, this is what I want and this is how I can move forward and this is where I see myself going, and manifesting exactly what you're meant to do in this world.
Yeah. We talked at the very top of the podcast about some of the stuff that people have around the word responsibility. And I confessed that I used to have some stuff around responsibility and wanted to avoid it because I was raised and trained like many to take on responsibility for stuff that really wasn't mine, to feel responsible for the reactions and responses of others, to feel responsible for trying to control or manage all of the circumstances around me instead of simply being responsible for my own thoughts, words, and actions. Because really, all we can control, all we really have responsibility for ultimately is our own thoughts, words, and actions. Unless, of course, you're a parent, and then until age 18, you've got some responsibility for the little lives you bring into the world. So what else about responsibility comes up for you?
Well, actually, for me, it's more claiming that responsibility. When I was growing up, one of the things that I heard quite often is, I care more about others than I care about myself. So I was taking care of everyone, and this definitely wasn't a conscious thought, but I really felt that I needed to be taking care of everyone else, and it was my responsibility to take care of them. And then so for me, as I moved through all of this, I started to realize taking responsibility of myself and my own dreams was most important, because then I could really start to help those others from a more empowered and inspired place. But as a child, I don't even think I had any really understanding about the word responsibility when I was growing up. I just knew that I was meant to take care of other people. So I grew up on a farm, and we all had very strong work ethics. So for me, responsibility is kind of equated with a work ethic that before I started my journey as an inspired leader, taking responsibility and claiming responsibility is really all about working hard and putting that work ethic first and making sure that everyone else around me is taken care of as well. So that's kind of how I grew up, with that claim and that responsibility aspect.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. Again, had the understanding or developed the understanding through my environment and the feedback I got that I did need to be responsible for everybody else as well. And so for me, it was really a breakthrough when I began to understand what responsibility truly means and the freedom that it can bring. When I was younger, especially in my young adult period, I viewed responsibility as like, okay, responsibility means that I'm going to become financially responsible and buy a house and get married and have kids and have all this stuff that I'm responsible for maintaining and for supporting, and have this burden of responsibility on my back that I have to carry around. And it looks scary, as you said. I didn't want that. But when I really begin to understand that responsibility is something that we get to choose and claim, and that we can make agreements with others as to what we're responsible for and what we're not responsible for. That in a marriage or in a partnership like that, I can share responsibility. I don't have to take it all on myself. That was a breakthrough in terms of understanding. How about you? Where did you start to make a shift around responsibility?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like to go into that a little bit further, Cliff, if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
I'd like to explore some of the feelings or the thoughts that you were really having and how you were experiencing this disconnect and a little bit more, so our listeners can really relate to the fact that they may be experiencing this, but they're not necessarily aware of how it's manifesting itself. So what were some of the things in your life that were out of alignment, as we would say now, but what were some of those triggers or things that you were saying to yourself that started to bring awareness, but until you knew what it was all about, you didn't really have that awareness of?
Well, I think some of the symptoms of not understanding responsibility were the feelings of being burdened or wanting to avoid being burdened. I would look around at others and say, there's no way I want to end up like that. And also feeling, I think I mentioned this before, really overly responsible, even for the words and actions of other people around me and the feelings of other people. This is a huge topic, and we could do a whole podcast or series of podcasts just on responsibility. But one of the things I think was a breakthrough for me is recognizing and understanding that I'm not responsible for the feelings of other people, that my actions and behaviors may trigger things within other people that are negative to them, or that bring up an emotional response. That just by being myself, even if I'm not being overtly mean or insulting or whatever else, that other people may have negative reactions or responses to me, but that I'm really not responsible for that. It's about their stuff. Now, that doesn't mean I have a carte blanche license to go out and be say horrible things to people and say, it's your responsibility how you feel about that. But it does mean that I don't have to try to manage the emotional state of everybody around me. Does that make sense?
It does. So it does. And so when you started to recognize this and you started to claim your responsibility and claim, I think it's also claiming your genius, what you're really good at. Yes. How did your life change? What changed for you when you started to do this?
Well, I think what changed is I began to focus my responsibility inside, internally, as opposed to externally. I began to claim more responsibility for my own thoughts and my own words and my own actions. I began to step out of the victim game, because in my previous understanding of responsibility, I saw responsibility as something was being forced upon me from the outside world instead of something that I was choosing to take on. So I was in a victim mindset. And so in claiming responsibility for myself and my life, I had to give up that victim mindset, that the words and actions and circumstances in my outer life may have some effect on me, but it was really my responsibility in how I chose to interpret them and respond to them and what actions I took in order to continue on my path, that I wasn't going to let anything else or anyone else really have control over my life. And so what happened is I began to have a much more healthy relationship with responsibility and to feel good about it and to recognize it truly as the key or the path to freedom.
And did you get open up to possibilities that you would never have considered before once you started to do this?
Oh, absolutely. Because when I took responsibility for myself, and I would say, assert that when we as inspired leaders choose to take and claim responsibility, then all of a sudden we recognize ourselves as the primary creative force in our lives. And so those possibilities for taking action and for expressing myself and for sharing my genius or gift, all sorts of possibilities opened up that were never possible or never really available to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you? For me,
it was really maximizing my genius. My genius is helping take care of people, and supporting them to step into their own greatness and with a sense of empowered wholeness. So my genius is to help others maximize their genius and be open to the possibilities. So when I was going through this, my own journey on this, I recognized I was able to discern the difference between what do I want to do versus what do I have to do. And I really wanted to help people. But before I started this journey and had this awareness and started to really become aware of this greater world that we're living in and truly understand the word, what it means to impact the world for the greater good, I thought I had to take care of everyone. I thought it was my ultimate responsibility to take care of everyone else first and put myself last. And then when I started to understand that this is really what I wanted to do, and in order to do it, I had to maximize my genius by taking care of myself first and feeding my own genius, because I started to recognize that I couldn't help others embrace their empowered wholeness and claim their power and their genius if I wasn't truly doing it myself. So for me, that's really what comes up for me when we, in this topic of conversation with claiming and responsibility, and how my life changed when I started to I don't just have to take care of people. I want to empower people to move into their life, and I need to take care of myself first. I have to live by example. I have to be inspired so that I can inspire others. And that to me is about claiming, taking charge of my own destiny and my own dreams, and living from an inspired place so that I can help others live from that their own version of an inspired life as well.
Yeah, I completely agree, especially with the idea of taking care of yourself, taking care of oneself. You know, when I'm working with clients, that's one of the things that is, when we get to the conversation of responsibility, that's one of the things we really work on as well, is it, kind of like I said earlier, bringing the focus back from the external world, that I'm responsible for all of that out there, to the internal world and to yourself. I'm responsible just for this body, this set of talents and characteristics and qualities, the expressions that I make within my own mind and the expressions that I contribute out into the world. I'm responsible for that. I have the power to make choices that will allow me to express that, to express my genius, to show up as an inspired leader, or I have the power to make choices. And most times when people aren't making choices consciously, they're making them unconsciously. So I guess in this claim, we get to the real key for claiming here is consciously claiming that power and that responsibility to make the choices and then doing it.
Okay, so that really lends me to the question, how do our listeners do this? How do they apply this in their life? We've kind of talked about us just doing it, but we haven't really shared how we did it. So why don't we talk a little bit about the how? How does this look in someone's everyday life?
Well, the first step, of course, is to gain awareness and to just shift your perspective to understand that you do have the power to make conscious choices. Again, so many people out there, and I've been in this boat as well, just go through their lives on autopilot, responding to the external stimulus, responding to the external demands, and feeling that they're being responsible if they respond to the external demands and take care of other people's needs, like you've been saying. So the first step is to gain the awareness, wow, I do have a choice, and to begin to become aware of the kinds of choices you're making. Are you making choices consciously every day? If somebody asks you for something, are you consciously stopping to consider, is this in my best interest? Is this in the best interest of the other person or the situation here? Or do you automatically respond?
Yeah.
And react to that?
Yeah. And one of the biggest things that I did was I created a life log. And I started writing down on every half hour or every hour what I was doing and why I was doing it, to create that awareness. So I'm recording a podcast. Well, I want to do this. but I'm taking the dog for a walk. I have to do this. And really starting to recognize what you're doing throughout the day that inspires you versus that heavy aspect of responsibility. So
Sorry, I jumped in here, but to understand that you can make agreements to be responsible for things. So when you talk about, I have to take the dog for a walk, well, you've made an agreement at some level to be responsible for that dog and to take the dog for the walks and to feed the dog, etc. And so that actually is a choice, right?
Yeah, but until we become aware of it and challenge what we're doing, we don't have that awareness. It just
exactly.
feels like I have to.
Exactly.
And so that's, yeah. So that's
and
why
I love
the life,
your life log.
And that's why the life log is so important, because to bring that awareness, you have to be aware of what you're doing. So many of us are on autopilot, and we don't realize that what we're doing is actually a choice. So until we claim that we're doing what we're doing in life as a choice, we're never going to feel inspired. We're never going to feel motivated to continue moving forward. And as we talked a little bit in the previous calls, or in the previous calls, was what is our motivation and what is our intention? So when we start to claim what we're doing from that place of motivation and from that place of intention, we're going to be inspired to do more, especially when it comes to sharing our message and living our genius. So for me, a life log is huge. That was the first thing that I did 8 years ago, was to start recording, just capturing what I was doing on an everyday basis, every 30 minutes, every hour, and identifying what feeling was behind it. Was it positive or was it negative? Was it a should or was it I want? Is it I have to, or is it because I have to? So that's, for me, that's the action I took to really start to claim my responsibility. And that's also the way I started to reshape my reality, because the more I realized that what I was doing because what felt like was a have to is actually a want, then I was like, oh, I actually want to keep doing this. I don't want this to be over anytime soon. I actually want to keep doing this. And it, for me, that was the biggest change in my mindset, was understanding and being aware of the reason that I was doing everything in my life.
Yeah, that's so important as well. And you kind of touched on something that was really effective for me, and actually one of the things that I work on with my clients as well. And that's the idea of being able to listen to your own inner voice or your own intuitive wisdom, to be able to tune in to, again, the internal, where are the desires, you know, what are the desires, what are the wants, what's needed for me. We talk about being an inspired leader, and again, for me, so much of that has to do with the internal inspiration and listening to that intuition. And so for me, learning to get quiet, or at least quiet my mental state in my mind, it's always analyzing and rationalizing and arguing against, and simply tune into that more intuitive place within myself and listen to that. Being able to make that distinction between what's really mine and what's just part of the chatter was an important part of taking responsibility. Because as you pointed out, when I was able to tune in and recognize this is my desire, this is my want, this is my goal, then it makes it much easier to act on it mm-hmm. responsibly.
So, you know, and I think we're encouraging ourselves to do this, and this is the journey that we have taken, and we're sharing our perspectives on what it means to claim and to take responsibility. And in this concept, we're really talking about the genius and stepping into really understanding what their true genius is, embracing their gifts. So how would you encourage your clients? How do you encourage your clients to apply this concept in their own life? And I think we touched on that, but I'd like to kind of summarize it up a little bit, if we could, into a clear and concise action step that people can take and what you ask your clients to take.
Number one, what I ask my clients to take or to do is to be able to tune in inside and connect with their own intuitive wisdom. Second, to be able to or to gain the awareness and to claim the idea that they are the responsible creators in their lives rather than the victims to circumstances. And so between those two steps, claiming responsibility for thought, words, and actions, stepping out of the victim mindset, people can move forward.
Yeah. And for me, the first thing I tell my clients to do is to grab a journal and start recording the awarenesses that they're having, what they're doing, and how they're feeling when they're doing it. And because this will bring them awareness to that they are actually doing a lot more stuff that they love to do than they realize what they have to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. One final thing I encourage my clients to do is to just try different things, consciously make different choices and see what happens and play with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Cliff, I think there's just so many benefits and there's so much impact that an inspired leader can take by doing this. So what do you think is the number one takeaway that our listeners should practice doing this week?
Anything about the responsibility, the number one would be consciously becoming aware of the choices you make, the words that you're speaking, the thoughts that you're having, and the actions you're taking.
Excellent. Thank you, Cliff. I love chatting with you so much. And before we sign off, I just want to let everyone know that next week, Cliff and I are going to be having a conversation about clearing the clutter. And that's, it's a two-part conversation. So we're going to start by removing, well, I don't know, Cliff, we may end up doing one or two. Anyways,
we'll see.
But what we're going to be doing is talking about clearing the clutter and removing those blocks that may be preventing us from feeling that we have to we want to. So I'm really excited about that conversation. I think we're both super pumped about clearing the clutter.
I'm in the process of doing that in my own office right now today.
The external clutter. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. I always enjoy the conversation and we'd love to hear from you. So at the end of this conversation or at the end of this recording, you'll hear how you can connect with both Cliff and I through our websites. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Are you inspired? Ready to say yes to living life as an inspired leader? Take the first step. Connect with Cliff by visiting cliffordedwards.com/contact or connect with Carrie Ann at tenaciousliving.org/get-started. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.